This is Jerry Agar on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Hey, welcome back. Mark Toohey in for Jerry this morning. He'll be back with you tomorrow. I grew up in British Columbia. I am accustomed to wildfires being top of the fold news, first item in the newscasts growing up through much of my time in British Columbia, even more so since I left. I don't usually think much of the East Coast when it comes to wildfires, but there is a very big fire burning, I think so far, still out of control. Just west of Halifax, Nova Scotia, in Upper Tantallon, which is not that far away. Joining us to bring us up to date a little bit with this fire, Sarah Plowman. She's a video journalist based in Halifax for CTV Atlantic. Sarah, where is this fire? How big is it? How many people are affected so far?
Hi, Mark. This fire, we don't know how large it is at this point. That's something that perhaps DNR DNR helicopters are assessing at this point, but we know that the area that is the evacuation zone is quite large. There are 14,000 people that live in that area, and this is a very urban area. It's a suburb sort of Halifax. You know, think of suburbs but built in and around forested areas. And think of a number of suburbs looking like that. And that is where this fire, I guess, sort of started. This is where the fire crews were called to yesterday in an area called Westwood Hills. It's one of the subdivisions. It was very rapidly growing and rapidly moving. And then it sort of other structures, which are quite a distance from where crews were initially called, that those were also impacted. We don't know at this point exactly how many homes or structures have been damaged or destroyed, but it's likely higher than 10, according to the deputy fire chief here. You know, there's also fire spots still. There's still, even though we don't see this giant sort of billowing cloud of smoke that you often think of with forest fires today, there's still a lot of fire in the forest, and they have been using drones to go up and sort of analyze the heat and the heat patterns. And an analysis of that shows that it could still be a significant fire today. It moved very quickly yesterday. It was very hot. And the deputy chief says there's still a lot of unburned fuel left in the area that could reignite. They have a lot of work to do, not just today, but for this week and many days. There are crews here from not just the Halifax area, but surrounding communities as well. There are helicopters in the air dropping buckets of water on areas. There's also two water tankers that have come over from Newfoundland. So this is a major effort. The fire crews have been here overnight trying to protect structures. There's a school that they tell us is in good shape at this moment, that they also were there trying to protect and managed to protect a seniors facility. So this is a fire that's creeped very close and it's impacted really people's homes. So people are anxious. They don't know if their home is okay. They don't know. Some of them have their pets. Some of them were able to get out with their pets. Some of them weren't. So that's another concern that people have. At this point, we know that there's no one is missing and there are no reports of injuries. So that is the good news in all of this. But as for how many people have lost a home or how many people are going to go home to see a home seriously damaged, we don't know that at this point. And residents are told that they should be prepared to be out of their homes for several days. And as you mentioned off the top, you said you're from BC and that this is something that perhaps you're sort of used to. I'm from Halifax and have worked elsewhere. And while I have covered, you know, large forest fires in Saskatchewan and other areas of the country, you know, we do have forest fires here. It does happen. And there's another one burning elsewhere. But we don't normally see it come this close to so many homes. In an urban area in Halifax. It has happened before. There was a major fire back in, I think, 2009, the deputy chief was saying, but it's not something that happens every summer that we're going to see big fires in urban subdivisions. So a lot of people on edge, and we'll just have to see how this day goes.
Sarah Plemmon, I know you can't stay with me for too long, but do we have numbers yet on how many people are evacuated and potentially at risk? I know nobody's been hurt so far. And do they have the resources, the firefighters, the equipment that's necessary to fight this fire?
In the evacuation zone, there's approximately 14,000 people that live in that area. There's several different subdivisions. So I'm not sure, you know, if exactly that number did leave their homes or if they were away at the time. But that's the approximate population we're dealing with. So that's quite large. There are some evacuation centers set up. There's one at locally. It's called the Canada Game Center. It's basically like a community rec center in Halifax, about 15, 20 minutes from here. A large gym. I haven't been there yet, so I don't know exactly what that looks like. But so people can go there. As for apologies, I forgot the other part of your question.
Firefighters, resources. Right. Do they have what they need out there? It's not as common as it is elsewhere.
Yeah, well, they do have. The deputy chief says that they do have what they need now. However, he's interested to see how these water tankers from Newfoundland, how they'll help today. So of course that the answer to that question I think could change. I'm sure if there are resource issues that will be brought up. But at this point it seems like they believe that they have what they need. And it's not just this one fire. They're also having to worry about potential fires starting. So it's controlling this fire trying to contain this fire and hold this fire, but also make sure you have available resources in case a fire breaks out elsewhere in the city, because it is very dry.
And last word, I imagine if they don't know yet how big the fire is or extensive, do they have any idea what started it?
They don't. We asked that question. They said that'll be part of their investigation. Yeah. So it's too early to know. We know that they were first called to, a residential sort of area to the suburb. But I don't know any more details than that. And officials weren't willing they didn't share any more information at this point. So we don't know. I'm sure that will be investigated. Absolutely.
Sarah Plemmon, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.
Sarah's a video journalist, works with CTV Atlantic out of Halifax, talking about the fairly significant wildfire just west of Halifax near Upper Tantallon. It's centered in, or at least they believe it began there. 14,000 people out of home, number of structures at risk. So far, nobody injured. Hundreds of, well over 100 firefighters at this point engaged in fighting that fire. I'll tell you, wildfires are amazing. I remember driving through, I think it was Montana, through the mountains and seeing, it was stormy, dry but stormy, and there were lightning strikes. And I saw one flash of lightning, big boom of thunder, land very close at the top of this sort of mountain ridge, not far from this winding rural highway. And within minutes, coming around the next bend, you could see flames across the top of the ridge. By the time I went around another bend, the flames were halfway down this hill and burning, just a massive wall of fire, huge smoke. And about half a kilometer away was a house, a farmhouse, lonely farmhouse in the middle of these rolling hills. And I pulled in there, pounded on the door, and got their attention, said, hey, there's a fire across the street and up the way. Just thought you should know in case you need to do something or call somebody or report it or get the heck out of here. I don't know. And they looked at it and said, yeah, we'll give them a call. I'm sure they know there's fires everywhere. And they said, we're not that worried because it's at the top of the hill. And they pointed out something that is kind of self-evident now that they mentioned it to me. I wouldn't stake my life on it, but sort of saying that fire moves very quickly uphill because the heat moves uphill. It moves much more slowly downhill. So they thought they had time to react anyway. I'm not sure I was going to count on that. So I got back in the car and kept going as fast as I could to get out of that area. Huge fire on the East Coast, something we're used to hearing of in Alberta and British Columbia. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll tell you why this election in Toronto is not really an election.